G'day, Reece Dan here. Welcome to episode 40 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And make sure if you're going to be doing selection, check out operatoredge.com/selection for your for all of your selection prep needs. Okay, there's a number of different sort of free resources there, including my new video that I put together, the new way to prepare for special operations. Okay, because it's changed. And if you want to be up to date, make sure you watch that video. So operatoredge.com/selection. But in today's episode, what I'm going to cover is I'm going to expand on one of the short videos I put on social media. So if you follow me on social media, recently you'll see that I've been adding or uploading some selection tips. So what I want to do in the podcast is just expand on those tips so you get a little bit more of an understanding. So first one I'll go through is my selection tip 009, and it was making sure that you have your life squared away before you do selection and before you do Rio, okay? So that's really important. And there's many guys that attempt selection. They might get through selection and then they're on the reinforcement cycle. But there's other things in their life that are distracting them and taking their attention away from getting through that selection process. And if you do that, if you have too many things or really anything outside of your focus on selection or the reinforcement cycle, if you have anything outside of that really pulling your attention and pulling your focus, it's going to be very hard to get through selection and very hard to get through Rio. And so a couple of examples on your guy who his girlfriend was from another country, and they'd always been talking about, or she'd always been talking about wanting to go back there, right? And this is something that he knew about for quite a long period of time, ends up doing selection, and then was doing really well, ended up pulling off, okay? So he pulled off because that part of his life wasn't sorted, all right? And I mean, yes, he could have finished selection and sorted it after that, but that's why selection's so hard, all right? It's so fucking tough, because if there's anything, when you're very stressed physically, mentally, emotionally, your brain just, it's going to give you any out to get back to that homeostasis, that level of homeostasis, because it doesn't like long-term stress. Short-term stress is fine, no problem. You deal with that. We like that. We want that. More a survival factor, but long-term stress, we don't. So if you're on selection, your mind is looking for a way out, all right? It's going to latch onto anything, any other distraction outside of selection, your mind's going to latch onto it and go, oh, you haven't sorted that out. All right, what about that? This person wants that. My girlfriend wants this. All right, maybe I should do that. Whatever the case may be. All right, so when you go into selection, you have to have your life sorted. And then also, once you're on selection, realize that your mind is looking for that way out. Okay, so it's going to latch onto everything. And realize it's fucking bullshit. All right, it's just that you're stressed and your body and your mind wants to get back to that homeostasis. So don't fucking let it. Right, so there's two things you could do there. Make sure everything in your life is fucking sorted, which can be tricky sometimes. But then when you're on selection, realize that your mind's just fucking with you. All right, anything that you need to sort out, if you haven't sorted it before selection, fucking wait till you finish selection and then sort it. Okay, but when you then go into, if you get through selection, no problem, you pass that and get through Rio. Rio is very hard if you've got too many distractions, all right? Because you are doing course after course after course, and you need to be performing well. So if your time's taken away, your attention's taken away, or you actually have to go and sort something, you know, something sorted out away from the actual selection or the Rio cycle, that is going to be a massive hindrance, okay? So, and it's going to affect your chances of getting through, all right? And that's happened plenty of times. I know plenty of guys that's happened to, and they've had to then come back and do it again, all right? And they're with a new cohort, all right? Some make it, some don't. So, the overall point of this is make sure your life is fucking sorted before you do selection in Rio. And if your mind is looking for the way out, which it will, don't fucking let it. All right, just say to yourself that it is just your mind fucking with you, and then you can sort anything out after you finish fucking selection. Because if you get towards the end of selection and you pull off, I guarantee you are going to be regretting it, because you have to go through that whole fucking process again. And I've done it, right? I did it three times, all right? And so you don't necessarily want to do that, all right? So make sure you've got it all sorted. And then you're going to give yourself the best chance of getting through selection and completing Rio and getting a pass in both. All right, so if you have any questions, make sure you hit me up. You hit me up on social media, Reece_Dowden on Instagram and TikTok, because I'm on TikTok now, so that's cool. And Or you can email me, Reese, which is R-H-Y-S, reese@operatoredge.com. All right, hope you got something out of this podcast. I'll see you in the next episode. Thanks.